semoga kau mengerti. Mau bilang cinta tapi takut salah. Lu bilang tidak ya, bilang tidak ya. Mau bilang sayang tapi bukan pacar.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged Organization of Islamic Cooperation to, of course, do all its resources to oppose Israel's plans to annex the Gaza Strip. This was stated by Deputy Foreign Minister Anis Mata in an emergency ministerial session of the OIC in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, on Monday. Indonesian Defense Forces has said it no longer bears responsibility for former Marine Satria Arta Kumbara, who was reportedly wounded while fighting as a mercenary for Russia in the war against Ukraine. This was stated by the TNI spokesperson Major General Kristomel in Jakarta on Monday.
Bersinar dan berpijar seperti dulu. Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Gesang Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. Kurangkai dengan waktu. Ku semai harapanmu. Sebelum ku temui
every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Listeners, kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Berjuta rasa-rasa yang tak mampu diungkapkan kata-kata. Dengan beribu cara-cara kau selalu membuat ku bahagia. Kau adalah alasan dan jawaban atas semua pertanyaan. Yang benar-benar ku inginkan hanyalah kau untuk selalu di sini. Ada untukku. Maukah kau tuh menjadi pilihanku, menjadi yang terakhir dalam hidupku. Maukah kau tuh menjadi yang pertama, yang selalu ada di saat pagi membuka mata. Izinkan aku memilikimu, mengasihimu, menjagamu, menyayangimu, memberi cinta, memberi semua yang engkau inginkan. Selama aku mampu, aku akan berusaha mewujudkan semua impian dan harapan untuk menjadi kenyataan.
Indonesia.
In today's sound.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Nothing left but pieces of you. You turn my whole life. Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beautiful nature. We'll find the colors of paradise. What a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. Wonderful Indonesia.
A great nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. An expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis Regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Pananjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Petilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Petilasan Sang Hyang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. Is contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Ci Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Aba Dede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Ciamis has basic strength and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Totot Marwoto, head of tourism office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galo Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galo Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galo heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually, historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. Ciamis traditional cultural event also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini pasar pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Ciamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galo tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galo is absolutely Ciamis. Existence of traditional villages in Ciamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the tourism office of Ciamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya Kampung Kuta, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja bukan laporan tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Kuta. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respect each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. Local wisdom of Ciamis people as Galo royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galo was a king who loves peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is stored at Karang Kamulian as a milestone of the history of Galo Royal Palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Ciamis Regency improved itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Ciamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang. Sehingga si wisatawan.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. cooperation to support activities in the tourism sector, Ciamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Ciamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Ciamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Ciamis with Galuh as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Ciamis West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
gila aji air pekat, gila gila sambil jalan-jalan, gila gilaan berburu perawan, gila gila. Gila-gilaan, 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 gila-gilaan.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Janji padaku takkan pernah ada cinta yang lainnya terasa begitu indah. Tapi semua berbeda saat kau kenali dirinya. Sadarkah dirimu diriku terluka saat kau sebut namanya. Yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah, namun di hatiku hanya satu cinta untukmu luar biasa. Andaikan saja kau tahu, aku takkan mudah berubah. Aku kan bertahan, selalu bertahan sampai waktu memanggilku. Aku memang manusia biasa yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah, namun di hatiku hanya satu cinta untukmu luar biasa. Cinta untukmu luar biasa.
Indonesia.
Children Voice love just Indonesia. Screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Di manakah kau cantik?
sesungguhnya aku kangen kamu. Aku gak ngerti, dengarkanlah. Kau tetap terindah, meski tak mungkin bersatu. Kau selalu ada di langkahku.